three letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, letter number 1749. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, Beis Menachem of Toshin Yud Beit, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to, with the titles to Marin Hillel Sheyichya Pevsner, Shalom Ubracha. And here the Rebbe was discussing with him. He was, I guess, preparing some indexes for, and with some Sephorim from Chassidus, and he was sending to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was supposed to, I guess, look it over. But the Rebbe says, it's been some time that I am getting ready to fulfill my promise, that which I have written to you already in the past, that I will answer properly on your letters. So the Rebbe said that he will add a mimer of, the Rebbe says, from his grandfather with a lot of titles, Rebaruch Sholem. This is which starts with the words Oilas Tomid, and also the Rebbe is talking about specific mimers, the mimer of Naftole Yola Shlucha from the year Tofresh Chov Zayin, also the index from book number 20, which begins with Zasher Tase. The Rebbe says, I have confirmed receiving them, but because of all these occupations that I'm involved in, I just not get a chance till now. And now I'm going to say, at least, the Rebbe says, I'm going to answer. Answer on those issues, on the questions. And then there is missing, number one is missing over here, and number two also has dotted out. But the Rebbe suggests that it's possibly, where are these sort of books of Hasidus that he guessed this Rebbe Hillel sent to the Rebbe? So the Rebbe says that it's possible that these books are from those that belong to the previous Rebbe, to my father-in-law, the previous Rebbe. Over there, amongst them, there were some books of Hasidus that they purchased by Hasidim, or the Hasidim gave it as a gift. So even though it's possible, it's that on the book itself it says it belongs to a certain person, that doesn't mean that it doesn't belong to the previous Rebbe, because it could have been later on passed on or bought or as a gift to my father-in-law, the Rebbe, or maybe even to his father, the Rebbe Rashab, Nishmo Seiden. So I guess that's why some of the books, maybe that was his question, some of the books have a different name, but the Rebbe says that does not mean that those books did not presently belong to the previous Rebbe, or maybe even to his father. Number three, the Rebbe says, as it appears from the short of the mimer that it brings out, the mimer of Tolu Yoshlucha, it looks like it's based on the mimer which begins with the same opening, Naftola Yoloshlucha, that has been printed in the Sefer Oir HaToyroh Abreshis for the Tzemach Tzedek. But it just looks like it's only based upon it. From the contents that they sent to me, the mimer is longer than the one that was published. And yet, if you have where you are, the Sefer Oir HaToyroh, and the Rebbe says there was amongst the Sforim of my relative, Harav Shneir Zalman, Shicha Shneirson, so if you do have it, so the Rebbe wants him to compare with the printed one, and please, for sure, you'll let me know about it. And if it's going to turn out that it's not the same that was printed in Oir HaToyroh, so then copy it in its full, and maybe we can print it as a supplement to the book Tofrish Chav Zayin that has been printed last year, this Maimer was missing over there. So they're technically, they're trying to fill in a Sefer that they published, and if this is that same Maimer that's missing there. Further, the Rebbe says in number four, if it's going to take a long time to prepare the indexes, so then the Rebbe says, please let me know the number of the page and the beginning of every of these books, which means the Maimer of the first one, the second one, and also if there is a back or a cover, what number writing it's similar. And also the Rebbe says, please give over in my name lots of thanks and appreciation to your brother-in-law, Rav Chosid Sholem Sheyichya, that it seems like that is Sholem Edelman. That's his Rabbi Pevsner. Hillel Pevsner was married to Sholem Edelman's sister. Though that, as it seems from his letter, he helped him in copying the Maimer and preparing the indexes. And also, for sure, for the future, also help him in this, and thank you for his help and support also for the future. So the Rebbe, so they were working with the Hasidic, with the books, and together with the Rebbe, and this is just a conversation. It's kind of hard to get into the conversation without knowing all the technical pieces over there. I actually just read, this Sholem Edelman, I'm wondering, I don't want to mess up over here, but this, there was him and his wife, I'm not sure which, I think it's his brother-in-law, Sholem Edelman, could be, they were in Morocco, and unfortunately, they both got sick, him and his wife. I just happened to read it yesterday, in the news report, they both got corona.
Oh.
And unfortunately, he passed away.
Oh, how old was he?
Well, see, it seems like this, that makes him pretty old over here, but...
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, I'm not sure, yeah. But I'm not sure about this, and it seems like... But the report that I read is that his wife, she recovered fully, Baruch Hashem. And while... Nobody else is allowed in back into Morocco because of this COVID, but she's a citizen over there. And she decided, and against the wishes of her, I guess, children who live elsewhere in France and other places, that she does want to go back there to continue the shalichas, to continue the work that they are doing over there. So just a woman on her own is going back over there, just that's the commitment. I think we're talking about the same people. But the Rebbe's, in this case, the Rebbe's asking him to pass along his thanks for helping out in this project. Now, number five is missing over here. But number six, the Rebbe says, as a token of my thanks to you, I'm adding the miluyim, the Rishimas Echo, those Rebbe, these are the, there is the writing of Echo, which the Rebbe added additions to that. And also the beginning of what I spoken to the students that travel in the Shlichas of the Merkez Leoni Chinuch to strengthen the spirit of Judaism in the cities of the United States. But the truth is that the contents is appropriate for each one, every man or woman of the Jewish people, because the neshama place starts off beneath the honorable throne. From there it's been carved out and it's descended through all the levels until this physical and materialistic world. And therefore, it doesn't really want to go down. It's such a spiritual high level. As our sages tell us, it's against your will that you live, which means the soul itself wants to be on the higher spheres. And yet, it is specifically through this descent, from this high, from the high step, it becomes possible the greatest elevation, as explained in many areas in Chassidus. And even though it's not logically understood, and especially in the service, individual service that each soul gets, I mean, who gets what, but that's what it says, that the land is divided by lottery. As explained, the Rishima that is attached over here. So therefore, everybody gets sort of above our understanding why one person does one thing and the other thing is, but we all do it. And the Rebbe is therefore saying that that idea of a student leaving his place of study and going out to other places, this is similar, it aligns with the idea of the soul coming down from a higher place, and yet that's the mission that we have to accomplish. So basically, in this letter, the Rebbe converses with him about the various different quotes over there, what they were publishing and copying, and being very appreciative for all the help that he is providing.